This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Damir Bandabla. In Mizoram, voting is underway since 7 this morning to elect members of the village and local councils. Elections for 544 village councils and 111 local councils are being held in 9 districts, including Lal Thalai and Sayaha, which come under the Autonomous District Council. More than 4,37,000 voters are eligible to exercise their franchise for the village council election, while more than 2,85,000 voters are eligible to take part in the local council elections. Speaking to Akashvani News, State Election Commissioner H. Lathlangliana said that voting will continue till 4 p.m. and counting of votes will be held from 7 p.m. today. NPP President and Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday campaigned in the Northeastern constituency to garner support for his party's candidate for the Khasi Hills Autonomous District Council election, Dresar Marangar. Dwelling on ban on local coal mining in Meghalaya, he remarked that it was the NPP that challenged it and successfully obtained approval for scientific mining. Mr. Sangma also highlighted his government's initiative for the development of sports education and infrastructure and sought mandate for the ruling party. The Sikkim government is set to introduce amendments to the Sikkim Tenant and Domestic and Professional Helps Compulsory Verification Act 2008 to make the ongoing tenant verification process more local, friendly and efficient. The verification process aims to regulate the influx of non-residents, maintain security and create a structured database of those entering the state. The Ribhoy Poultry Farmers Association has urged the Meghalaya government to regulate poultry imports and ensure fair pricing to safeguard the livelihood of local farmers. The association has alleged that excessive import of poultry from other states is a key factor behind the price drop, severely impacting local farmers, especially in Ribhoy district. Local farmers also expressed deep concern over this crisis, stating that while their earnings have dwindled, retail prices of chicken in markets remain unchanged. The farmers said that despite government efforts to promote self-employment and livestock farming, many young aspiring poultry farmers are abandoning their ventures due to the unregulated influx of poultry from outside the state. The Northeastern Hill University, in collaboration with IIT Bhilai, organized an outreach program on sensitization of app connecting housemates with prospective employers at its campus in Shillong yesterday. The program aimed to introduce Mindful, a mobile application designed to connect housemates with potential employers in a safe, efficient and transparent manner. The app is available in both Khasi and English. NEHU Vice Chancellor Professor Nirmal Lindu Saha observed that the informal sector, particularly domestic workers, forms the backbone of the economy, yet they often face challenges such as job insecurities and lack of fair wages. The initiative is expected to provide employment opportunities for housemates in the region while ensuring their safety and well-being. The 55th Annual Courts Conference is set to take place from 21st to 23rd February at Dongnigaung Gorabadha in Southwest Garo Hills District. To be organized by the Meghalaya Coach Association, the event is expected to bring together community members, scholars and leaders to discuss cultural preservation, social issues and future of the Coach people. The conference will feature cultural performances, traditional rituals and discussion on the Coach heritage and identity. The government of Meghalaya received an official letter from the Indian Olympic Association or IOA yesterday confirming the state as the host for the 39th National Games scheduled to take place in February or March 2027. The letter signed by IOA President P.T. Usha was addressed to Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma, recognizing the state's commitment to promoting sports and its capability to host a multi-sport event of this scale. The IOA has invited Chief Minister Conrad Sangma to the closing ceremony of the 38th National Games in Haldwani, Uttarakhand, where the ceremonial handover hosting rights will take place. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.